A cold front continues to push through the Northeast. This front is rather starved of moisture, so we've certainly had clouds with the frontal passage, but very little in the way of rainfall. The big story with this front is going to be the chilly air that follows. Already that cool air is spilling into the North Country, and we are looking ahead to a very cold night for this time of year. Temperatures will range from the 20s in the northern mountains to the 30s in many locations to the lower and mid-40s for the capital region on south. So with those cold temperatures, it's no surprise that frost advisories and freeze warnings are in effect for the North Country. The freeze warnings are in effect for the higher elevations, and the frost advisories are in effect for the valley locations, mainly from about Saratoga Springs on north. So it is going to be a cold night. We'll also have some areas of locally dense fog form under a mainly clear sky. High pressure will dominate the weather during the day tomorrow. It is a cold area of high pressure, so after a chilly start tomorrow morning, it's going to be a cool afternoon. Likely it will have the feel of October, maybe even early November, depending upon your perspective. But it will be a bright day, so at least we'll have some nice sunshine to help offset that cool air. High temperatures tomorrow will be in the 50s and 60s across New York and western New England. Moving into the weekend, that high pressure area will move off to the east. We'll have a warm front approach on Saturday, so we will have a mixture of clouds and sunshine. There is the small chance of an isolated shower on Saturday, but rainfall should not be the main focus. It will be a breezy day, and a gusty southwest wind will help push temperatures into the 60s and lower 70s. By Sunday, we'll have a better chance of showers, with temperatures in most areas reaching up into the 70s. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear, areas of fog, frost and freeze, with lows in the 20s in the mountains and in the lower to mid-30s in the valleys. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cool, high in the upper 50s to lower 60s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, patchy frost, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cool, high in the upper 50s to lower 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cool, high in the lower to mid-60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, low in the upper 30s to lower 40s. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and cool, high in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Region-wide on Saturday, partly sunny, small chance of an isolated shower, breezy and warmer, with highs in the 60s to lower 70s, and on Sunday, variably to mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.